Let's bring him in now. Corner for the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Nelson. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. And Steve, you started 15 games, for the Chiefs last season. You made a big jump from your rookie season. Talk about the jump that you made.
Oh, man, it was a tremendous jump for me. Going from not even playing or, barely playing special teams my rookie year until playing every snap of the every game of the season, man. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, to never let that happen again. So it's been great for me.
So what did you do in the offseason last season to put yourself in that position?
The last offseason, man, I just kind of stepped up my training and, just kind of made myself an all-around by I studied more film, took care of my body more, and I just worked really hard. It really took it serious, man, and got in the playbook. And so by the time when it was time to go back, I was able to prove to my coaches that I was ready, man, so.
We're talking to Chiefs corner Steve Nelson. So I look at today's NFL, and obviously the rules favor the offense. So it's tough to be a corner in the National Football League. What is the mindset that it takes to be a corner in the NFL?
Oh, man, you got to have that savage, that dog mentality, man. You just can't go in there timid. You got to have a certain swagger about yourself just because, things are going to happen. You're going to get beat. And I think that was the hardest thing for me coming in, just understanding that everything's not going to be perfect because you have, these other guys get paid too, So you got to look at it that way and just come back harder, man, and, just play.
For sure. I mean, you just wonder, just talking about today's NFL, how offensive-centric it is in a lot of ways. I mean, do you get frustrated at times as a defender saying, man, I can't do anything? Everything's pass interference or holding.
Oh, yeah, man. That's part of the game, man. They, like you said, they're making it a super offensive game now, man. And you just kind of got to, you got to practice that way. We practice that way as far as our secondary, we just – try to get as much hands off as possible, so that way when it comes game time, we're prepared for that.
For sure. We're talking to Chiefs corner Steve Nelson. And so you play corner, but you're also back there with guys like Marcus Peters, guys like Eric Berry. What have you learned from those guys?
I learned a lot from those guys, man. Those two guys are very good football players, man. You just – practicing with them and playing with them, you just kind of you just feel that energy, man. And once you've been around those guys so long, it kind of rubs off on you. And, you just kind of pick up certain tendencies of what they see. I'm the same way. Those guys learn from me also. If I'm doing something that they're not getting, they'll come to me and figure something out. Or if they're doing something I'm not getting, I go to them. So it's kind of like a brotherhood thing, man.
For sure. So I look at the Kansas City Chiefs and, this year you guys won the AFC West. Last year you got in as a wild card team, but this year you won the AFC West and you had a home playoff game in the divisional round. Ultimately, you would lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have you gotten over that Steelers loss?
I'm kind of getting over it, just in the sense that I know that there is a next year, and we have a good team. And, it still leaves a salty taste in my mouth just because I knew our potential that we had this past year. But I'm definitely excited to see what next year brings.
So you look at that final play where Eric Fisher was called for the holding penalty in that particular situation, the two-point conversion. That had to be frustrating to lose in that way.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I don't know a lot of details on it, you know, on the actual play or whatnot, man. But I mean, you know, you hate for it to come down to that. But you know, it's just small things like that when you have two good football teams.
For sure. So, how do you guys get to that next level in 2017? Obviously, you've had a lot of success since you've been there over the past two seasons. But how do you guys get to that next level?
Just going back and watching the film, and I think everybody on our team just has to look in the mirror, man, and really just go deep within and find that, you know, that extra push you know that you have to give yourself, man, to make yourself that much better. You know, I think that's what we have on our team. You know, nobody wants to just settle, you know, from the past. Everybody wants to get better.
How close do you think you guys are to winning a title?
I think we're real close, man. I think we got a good chance. We have everybody to do it. We just got to do it. You know what I mean?
Okay. We're talking to Chiefs corner Steve Nelson. And Steve, going back to you now, you took a jump this year and you became a starter. You know, you played in 15 games. You started 15 games, excuse me. But the next jump is usually that hardest jump, going from a starter to an all-pro or pro bowler. What do you do to take that jump?
Just believe in myself, man. Just last year, it was my really first time playing, so I was comfortable with just breaking up the pass, you know, not getting beat. You know, I only gave up two touchdowns the whole year, but just this year, just taking more chances, you know what I mean, just put myself in a better position, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right. So you feel like once you do that, you can get it to that next level?
Absolutely. There was plenty of opportunities. I could have just, you know, went for the ball, but was too nervous, you know, thought I was going to miss it, you know what I mean? But I was just happy with just knocking it down. So I think this year I might have just go for it all.
I look at you guys last year, and Tyreek Hill, I mean, he just jumps off the screen. He's fast, man. Right. He just—I mean, you see it up close. I mean, describe this man. How fast is he?
What you're seeing is not an illusion. I'll tell you that. he's special, man. He got, you know, he's in that class where, you know, that 1% of rare speed, man. I will say that, man. So, I mean, he's done a great job for us all year, and I think the whole league noticed it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the things that he did out there was amazing, man. He's a playmaker, a home run hitter. He's big time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, no doubt. So, let me ask you this. Travis Kelce, I mean, he had a reality TV show, Trying to Find Love. Mm-hmm. Did you guys make fun of him a lot for that show?
I think a few guys brought it up a couple of times. You know, I thought it was kind of cool, you know, to have your own show, you know, to be, you know, to branch off and do other things besides football. I thought it was pretty cool.
So do you have a show in the works, maybe, you know, looking for love on some level?
Nah, man. I'm not going to be on one of those shows. If I'm going to be on the show, you know, it's probably going to be something else, you know. But definitely not looking for love.
So let me ask you this now. I mean, obviously you're in the off season, enjoying your off season. You're doing some charitable stuff. Talk about some of the things you're doing.
So actually today, man, I did came back to my hometown, and my foundation, which is the Steve Nelson Foundation, we actually funded a track student athlete. She had like over a 3.5 GPA, and really great athlete in track. Funded her $5,000 to help her go to college, man. It was a great turnout, man. Family came out. You know, we had almost the whole auditorium was filled with, you know, just students. So it was a great turnout, man.
That's good, man. You're out there doing your thing. So where can fans find information about some of the great things going on with the Steve Nelson Foundation?
I mean, you can go to my Instagram, man. You can go to my Instagram, and see what I'm doing. I'm having camps also. I had a camp the past 2 years. Just for young kids coming up. You know, I teach them football skills, teach them life skills. And it's a big turnout, man. Graham is Stephen Nelson 20. So people can go in there and see what I'm doing.
Sounds good. So fans, hit him up there on his Instagram. Is that Stephen Nelson 20, right?
There you go.
All right, so Stephen Nelson 20, hit him up on Instagram. Also, Twitter, at Nelson Island, where you can find out some of the great things going on with Kansas City Chiefs corner, Steve Nelson. So what's it like, before we get out here, what's it like for a wide receiver on Nelson Island?
Oh man, he's gonna get it. He's gonna get his work in, man. It's not gonna be no cakewalk, you know. I'm not a big guy, but I'm a fighter. So you know, when he watching film, he's gonna see that.
For sure, Steve. Absolute pleasure talking to you, man. Wish you nothing but the best of luck. Would love to do it again.
Oh man, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Take care.